Jenny from the block. Still working out the last little kinks on the cold I caught over the weekend. Used to have a little, now I've got a lot. No, it's just not. Caught myself a minor cold. started tonight, and then sick on Friday, and then by Saturday I was feeling most of the way better, but then it just kind of turned into something else, and I just... tail end of it ended up being more of a motherfucker than I thought it would be. Did Dan inflict that? No, I mean, Dan was sick like a week ago. Like, everyone in that office is sick with something different. You know, there's... like, I don't know how many hundreds of people work in that building, but... get to this time of year and people get sick, they stay sick, give it to somebody else, they get sick, just goes around and around in a circle. Okay, I need to turn this seat heater off because it's actually cooking me. This is bad. Okay, there we go. I forgot that I turned it on. I don't know when I turned it. It came on automatically, so... last time I drove the car, I must turn that on. Thursday. I guess it would have been. Came from the Bronx. That's what she says, right? She's like, I'm from the Bronx. I'm like, oh, all right. Thank you. I mean, I should probably just listen to Jenny from the Block, right? Like, it's really... It's somehow, over the last half an hour, has worked its way into my fucking stupid head. God damn it. Trying to make this happen over here, but it's just not. Come on, there we go. Breathing. Stay real is like breathing. It's Jennifer Lopez.
Stay low, lots of J-Lo, act like they don't, but they know. Yeah.
her, it's like breathing. You know? I know you can hear it, but are you listening, man? Are you hearing? Are you listening to it? You know? Because, like... Yeah, I don't know, hearing that song did not, like, miraculously relieve me of the rest of my, like, lingering symptoms. The aftermath of being sick. Always a disgusting time.
Big Joe.
Okay. I feel better.
Pull up to your spot on low.
No. I mean, Mappy's not an Atari game. I think putting Mappy sound effects at the end of your song is... I mean, more songs should have, like, just end with, like, here's a little bit of Mappy. You'd be like, all right, fucking awesome. Great, thank you. The more time I spend thinking about Mappy, the happier I am as a person. So... start making Mappy remixes of all my favorite songs. Just add like 15 seconds of Mappy sound effects at the end. And you just go like, yeah, alright, cool.
Fernandez,
suck-ass traffic this morning. It's probably not surprising to anyone, really.
Favorites, folks, you came to hear it. Maybe this will sell.
Nah,
I travel around all the time, you know, doing stand up, and so I have.
Clip here is from a Cheech and Chong album. I'm a sucker for any song that tries to sample the fucking Knight Rider theme, but. There's a Busta Rhymes remix. Is it a remix? That also has. That uses this sample? I think that might be a better track overall than. than this Timbaland and Magoo cut.
Thank you.
my makeup.
Socked in the jaw by some 60s. I found back, the nigga pulled out a strap, said it's six, so I ducked and he missed me. Now I'm back to bomb. Before I hit the hood, a nigga gotta stop in the Swans and pick up a sack. Had 54 A's and I only had 50. Made it last all day, smoking with the homies. My nigga G-Wee from Dallas, my nigga Hooter from Athens, Park State Bracket, Four Line, Deuce Line, Braves still active, and the Cedars ain't giving no passes. Why we asking?
How you gonna bang if you really ain't falling back? Spray your gang up on the wall. Yeah, man. How you gon' play if you really don't know the dance? See, you really don't bang at all.
Case that they gave gang. Cops on the colors cause they know a nigga gang bang. Red bandana around the rear view. When you say you from blood, niggas can't hear you. Flag on the left side claiming you a blood. Blue rag on the right side calling niggas cuff. About to get your monk ass chalked out on the west. This for all my niggas in the pen beating on each chest. I need some pussy on my motherfucking wall and I ain't got my commissary yet. I said the next motherfucker try to steal a cigarette, he gon' get a fucking pistol to the neck.
That's on the same wall. I'm a twin top rap. All the homies know a shoot choppers, handguns and text. Nothing less, my niggas really get popped. Twin top niggas like the Hoobas and Bobby. Big Buddha Psycho, Slambo, Bill Rack, Cute Ball, Lil Whoop, TK, Big Bat, YZ, Body Duty, B3, True Track, Quisha and Miss, Lisa House, oh yeah. It's the gangbang, cap it off. Two T's, cap it off. The enemies know the business, and shit is factual. Papa smokes, hate it, fuck it. Shoot out the faded, told my mama stay away, cause the zombie gangbanging. You know I'm all about the put-ons and DBs. Hanging out on the block, coming through the squeeze. I'm out of town, niggas disrespect. I see why I should not think you was pressed.
Can't forget about the Mexicans.
And I fuck with the villains and the swines on God.
Oh God, I got niggas from Denver Lane that'll rob. I got essays that'll kill you at your job. I got some looters by the Wiener Schnitzel, hanging out with the pistols, making sure shit official. Big hoes and they both got stripes, both locked up for life. So if I ever hit the pen, I got a squad. Hell yeah, I'm on that gangster shit. Nigga run up, knock out, he gon' think he slipped. Hump in the dove, nigga, don't even trip. I get you chased by the grapes, nigga, 300 crisps. My nigga magic from Avalon, draws from neighborhood. Get your ass dope fiend, slipping in Hollywood. Hop from Cisco, Gert from Santana. Rock from Nutty Block, we tied our bandanas. And for my little nigga frog, I gotta stay active. Blood in, blood out, what's crackin'? R.I.P. O.G.T.C. Shout out to my big homie Bone from Athens. Ride down bitch, we're about to bust it right on Pyro Street. Scoop this nigga proud of my blood.
Watch the green light of years, no time. Probably got the folk that get it off in no time. Oh my, did it on my own. No cosign, 4-5, devil in disguise. Please don't try west side, light them all. Learn that one. Join us, how your shirt, wet his leg, have a lot. Pop, pop, biggity, drop, drop, hop in a hot pot. Smash off, stash the black, drop it off at the chop shop. Boy, dollars only thing makes sense. Vote to the deuce, rest in peace, folk, bitch. What?
How you gon' bang if you really ain't for my day? Spray your gang up on the wall. Tell me, how you gon' play if you really don't know the dance? See, you really don't bang at all.
Thank you. guys are so awesome. By the way, after the show, we'll be selling CDs. Not our...
Crush it just a little bit more, it'll turn into the Fez soundtrack.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Anything goes when it comes to holding a feminine easy.
Feminine.
Come on, feminine easy.
I was a dark, dumb student.
That's how you stand up against the rising of the tide.
Do you feel the same?
sad because my wife is beautiful. I love to look at her and I feel for her. She's gorgeous. She really is. She just turned 40 and she looks awesome. And it's not because she looks younger than 40. She looks 40. No. But I like that. I didn't know I would, but I find it really sexy. I like women. Women. It's a huge turn. She's...
Mr. Worldwide and Miss Phoebe.
This is not a trill. This is not a false.
It sure is
for real. Baby, I'ma love you now. This is not a trill.
Okay, yep. That's all that I can handle right now.
Talking in the rain. like letting it go. Saying, please forgive me for laughing at your jokes.
Time to get into this. Oh man. Time to get into this tunnel drink. There we go. There we go. Battlefront will do reviews wise. Seems like people are psyched on it. Seems like it is super fucking thin though. People playing that 10-hour trial and going, yep, that's more than enough. Dan's been playing it. I haven't really talked to him about it much. I imagine that'll be a topic of focus on the podcast this week.
There's no room for promotions out here. And maybe,
you know, that's the beta seemed like something that would be like fun for a little while. I'm like, oh yeah, I just, you know, like I said at the time, it's like this is a little knock around shooter, just, you know, just good for goof em ups. Just get in there and shoot some guys, and I don't know, I'm the emperor, fuck it. And then whatever. But that's, you know, if you think about a Star Wars game and it's trying to attract this wider audience of people than the people that just play Battlefield, that guy's running through the tunnel. With his backpack on. Just running. You know, they probably have to dumb it down from something like a Battlefield. That's going to be too much game for some of the people that are just like, I don't know, Star Wars. Like, they're not going to want, like, a real shooter. They're gonna want laser beams and fucking crazy lightning hands, and just, you know, they just want some fucking Star Wars. And so they threw some Star Wars into their shooter engine and said, here you go. They're erring on the side of Star Wars as opposed to the side of, like, deep shooter. And I guess even deep shooter is probably like a weird term to use if you think about it. It's not like Battlefield is fucking Arma or something, but you know, they gotta make something that appeals to a wider audience. Like, yeah, like kids. Like, who's Star Wars for? Kids. So I guess that makes sense. I don't know. I might play some of it. If I end up with a copy, I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to go out of my way to get one or whatever. But if a copy drops in my lap, I will play some of that. I'm trying to think about how EA sends out games these days. I mean, I should ask it. I should see about getting one. Just we've got another copy in there for, you know, game of the year purposes or whatever. I mean, it's certainly not a game I would buy based on that beta. That'll probably end up being their problem, you know, like the... the asking price and what's there seems a little... seems a little off. I didn't do any of the vehicle stuff in the beta. I piloted the AT-AT, or not piloted, I manned a fucking turret on it. I didn't get to do any of the A-wing stuff. But that didn't seem... It just doesn't seem like the vehicles play the same role that they do in a Battlefield game. You know, it was that kind of constant... control point pestering kind of menace, or, you know, transporting people around and shit. They feel, I don't know, like looking at footage of it, because I never did get a vehicle myself, they almost feel more like kill streaks or something. It's like, I don't know, now you get to fly for a while. Try to kill some guys. Hey, way to go. Just had a very Call of Duty look to it. I started playing Undertale. I don't know. You're gonna have to ask someone at how long does an Undertale take before it becomes the thing that people are totally fawning over. And if the response is, oh, immediately, then my response is, alright, I'm not gonna play anymore Undertale. Because it is not doing anything for me out of the gate, that's for sure. Some neat ideas. Go, 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 go. Drive your car. Move your cars. The light is still green. We can still go. I want to play some Tomb Raider. I have a copy of that. I haven't touched it yet. But Brad paints a pretty picture of that thing. I kind of want to mess with it, even though I did not like that last one very much at all. But yeah, I don't know. I wonder what the consensus will end up being on Battlefront. Seems like the people that liked old Battlefront games are already pissed off. Maybe they matter, maybe they don't, I don't know. Everyone was worried about what the people that liked old Fallout games thought, too. And look at them. They don't matter, as it turns out. It's unfortunate. There's nothing wrong with old Fallout. That's something to be said for that kind of game, but... I wonder if there are still people on that message board devoted to, like, hating Bethesda's Fallout games. I wonder if they're finally like, I told you so! All this building stuff goes nowhere. Old Fallout didn't have it. I wonder if they're still fucking holding the torch for that one. Oh, man. Down to two lanes. It's full of fucking buses and these bullshit vans that I guess, like, I don't know, it's some kind of fucking ride share commuter fucking thing. I don't know how it works. But there's like seven of these fucking vans on this street right now, which doesn't seem efficient, but I guess maybe they pick up from all over the place and they're just dropping off around this area. This would be where people would be going to go to work, I guess. Backing his Hummer to this parking space.
It's an H3. It's way smaller. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Whatever you say, dog. Whatever you say, man, I invented in my head. All right, I gotta go. Have a good Monday. I'll see ya.